This letter to Dr. John J.O. and then copy to Dr. Corley, K-O-L-L-I. This is regarding Sharon, S-H-A-R-O-N. That means Clafton, C-L-A-F-T-O-N. Their birth is 12-16-1956, said Dr. John Utah. Miss Clafton is 56 years old. The lady was seen on January 23, 2013 for evaluation treatment of neck and back pain, perineal issue. According to patient, she injured her neck, shoulder, and then lower back from the automobile accident, which happened on September 14, 2012. She did have a diagnostic workup, including MRI, which indicated that there is a mild compression deformity of the C7. She was put on hard cervical brace for 3 months, followed by soft cervical collar. She still has a residual pain and then stiffness of the neck. Sitting, standing, bending, walking, lifting, coughing, aggravated symptoms. Past year, she is a symptom for a C-section. Left shoulder rotator cuff surgery. In fact, social history, she is married, she has 3 children, she does not smoke. She does drink socially. In fact, for work status, she was working for 2 jobs. One at the Walmart, and second one was for City of the Dearborn Heights. However, she has been off work since September 14, 2012. In fact, physical exam reveals range of motion of cervical spines are limited in all directions. There is multiple tenderness, including occipital protuberance, paracervical and bilateral upper trapezius. Range of motion of both shoulders are limited as well. External rotation and internal rotation is 45 degrees. Abduction is about 110 degrees. Reflexes, biceps, triceps are 2+, no localized muscle weakness in cervical myotome. On prone position, tenderness at the bilateral sacroiliac joint. On supine position, no leg length discrepancy. Reflexes at knee and ankles are 2+. Plantar reflexes are the flexors bilaterally. You have contusion, C7 compression deformity with significant loss of range of motion of cervical spine. Number two, chronic bilateral rotator cuff tear with the limited range of motion of the shoulder. Number three, bilateral sacroiliac sprain. You have a plan. I'm going to schedule her outpatient physical therapy for isometric exercise for the cervical muscle, preceded by electric muscle stimulation. She will also have ultrasound to the bilateral sacroiliac joint. Until you clarify her C7 compression deformity is stabilized, we will not do the stretching exercise for the cervical spine to improve the range of motion itself. Our focus is isometric exercise to strengthen the paracervical muscle as well as the relief pain on the other both lower back. I'll see you back in 2 weeks for the follow-up. We'll keep you informed of the her progress. Signed, Dr. Yun, thank you.